Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Sherrard had a home track meet last night and had a pretty good night in the relays. Their 4x1 and 4x2 winning. And then also in the long jump, it was a victory for Sherrard Jr., Sam Kistner. So pretty good start. Sam, tell us how the track season's been going for you.
Yeah, it's a pretty good start. We're getting better every week. We're moving around, trying to see who fits where in relays, going out, having tough workouts every day. And, yeah, it's going pretty good so far, and we're just trying to get better for the end of the season.
Well, it's nice that you have had two outdoor meets. I'm trying to figure out how that is possible with the weather we've had this spring. Able to get out last week, I think, up in Morrison, and then last night the conditions, I guess, decent, but they haven't been great. What's it been like weather-wise, you know, just kind of getting outdoors and trying to get in shape for this track season?
It's been different. You always got to stay warm. You got to emphasize stretching a lot longer before and just not sitting around. Otherwise, you get the risk getting hurt, so you're just trying to stay warm, not get tight.
Well, tell us about the form and the technique with the long jump. You were able to win that last night. What goes into that?
Just got to get a good approach, make sure my steps are on, try to get to the edge of the board, try not to scratch. Then when I just get to the pit, just got to try to drive as much as I can and get as far as I can.
Yeah, and then from the adjustment from going to a field event, you know, where you're basically participating maybe in the early portion of the meet or when the meet starts, to then going to those sprint relays. What's that adjustment like, or how do you deal with that?
The long jump, it's not really like the most straining thing, so it's kind of like a more of a warm up really for the relays. Like just before the meet, it keeps me active and keeps me going. It's really not like the biggest straining thing, so it's more just like a warm up.
Yeah. So tell us then, last night get on the track with the 4x1 and 4x2. Now you may also run a little bit of the 4x4 as the season progresses. But a little bit about those units early in the season as you get on the track last night, and I know you win at that triangular. I think Mercer County and Orion were in the field last night as well. So you win the 4x1, 4x2. So what position do you run in those relays, and how did things go last night?
I started off in both of them. The 4x1, we did good. Our handoffs were pretty good. And then the 4x2, we had a little shaky handoff. The guy got out a little too early, but we still ended up getting it off.
Do you like being the lead guy, or do you prefer running a different leg?
I like being the starter. It's nice to try to get my team in the best position possible and then hand it off.
And then the whole pressure is how good is that first handoff? There's a lot of pressure because that kind of sets the whole tone, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
What are you expecting with the 4x1 and 4x2 and, you know, just the long jump? It's a good start for you here early in the season. What are you hoping for as the spring progresses?
Long jump, try to get more marks. I scratched a couple of, like, good jumps, I think, that made my PR a little bit better, and just try to get that down. And then the 4x1 and 4x2, just keep getting better, keep better shape, and I think we can get close to making state times at the end of the year.
All right, and then maybe this track season will help you explode to the end zone in the fall, right? How does this track season potentially help you for next football season?
It helps me a lot. It helps me get in shape, keep running, and just staying active, not sitting around, and still go to lifting for football, so just trying to keep getting better for that.
All right, good start for the Tiger track team on the boys' side. Nice going last night. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.